We're here at the Commodity Classic in Nashville, and with me is Dennis Daggett, who is with John Deere Risk Protection. And Dennis, I think that we talked to you a couple of weeks ago at Farm Machinery Show about this ethanol policy. And it's been out, I guess, for about a month now.
Yeah.
And first of all, why don't you start by telling us what is this ethanol policy?
Well, the ethanol policy is a endorsement to the multi-peril CRC or RAHPO policies, the revenue policies, to actually help ensure the farmer on delivering his, if he has a delivery contract, of assuring his delivery to the ethanol plant.
Mm-hmm. So how does it work then? Already have a policy with John Deere? Is that how it works?
First off, they have to have a policy with John Deere, mm-hmm. a multi-peril policy. And then they have to then apply for this coverage. So they have up until either June 30th or July 15th. It's depending on their acreage reporting due date for the multi-peril policy for the application. This policy here then would actually work in conjunction with the multi-peril policy. It's known as a non-reinsured supplemental insurance policy. But it provides additional dollars to help replace bushels that are lost out there in case he has a delivery shortfall.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many states what are the states that this is being offered in at this point?
It's being offered in Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin.
Yeah, of course, those are the major producing states as far as ethanol is concerned. You're not going to offer it, I guess, in like Florida or something like that.
That's correct, yeah. We offered it where the majority of the active ethanol plants are in existence today.
Now, what has the response been so far in the last month? How are people reacting to this?
Well, there's a lot of interest. There has been a lot of activity around questions and comments. There a lot of agents are doing meetings on this contract. So there's been a lot of interest around it, a lot of noise, a lot of buzz.
What are your expectations as far as this first year?
Well, our expectations are that we would actually get out into the marketplace and get the market educated as to what the type of program it is. We have fairly modest expectations on the product itself because we know that it has a very specific type of farmer who would be interested in this product, a farmer who actually contracts more than 50% of his multi-peril guarantee to the ethanol plant. Having said that, we have had several good-sized contracts come into place already with this, so we think we're going to be successful at our rollout on this. We got the product is fully reinsured in the reinsurance marketplace, and so we have a very good safety net in behind it. And now it's just a matter of interest. Are we locking in the farmers who have interest on that? And if so, are we able to make the sale? It's a little late in the season as far as making sure that they have a John Deere multi-peril policy with us, because that in itself is going to be a little bit of a restrictor, because if a farmer is interested in this and he has his multi-peril with another company, they cannot buy this endorsement.
Now, this benefits, of course, both the ethanol producer and the farmer themselves. Now, do you see that possibly you could see ethanol plants requiring their suppliers to have some type of insurance like that?
I don't know that I would go to the point of calling it a requirement. There, we do know in talking with a number of the plants, and I don't know if they represent the universe because we haven't had a chance to talk to all of them, but for a lot of the plants that we've talked with, this is actually beneficial for them as well, because it allows them to actually work with the farmer in case there is a shortfall on their delivery contract, to actually work with them and help the farmer out, and the farmer has the money to work with them on replacement bushels. So we think it's a win for the ethanol plants because it stabilizes their input to the input of grain, and it really stabilizes their relationship with the farmer out there instead of you know, getting strong-handed with the farmer on delivery of a product, they can actually work with them, and they can work together to get it done.
Why is this so important at this point in time in terms of the energy bill that was just signed in our new renewable fuel standard?
Well, I think it's important right now at this time because the acreage that's going to be needed to actually put raw product into the ethanol plants is there's a lot of competition for it. Farmers are really having to evaluate, I think, this year whether how many acres of soybeans do they have, what is their corn acreage, do they contract today, do they not, where are they at, what do they do? I think this helps out, this is a tool, another tool to help a farmer out in his decision-making process.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Dennis. I'm Cindy Zimmerman at the Commodity Classic. Beautiful.